I do not use Streamlabs, but since I do tutorials on VTubing and streaming stuff, I tend to get questions on whether or not my tutorials work for Streamlabs. And I never have the answer because I intentionally avoid Streamlabs. Why? Well, Streamlabs has done some unsavory things in the past, mostly in regards to copying the homework of other companies. They copied Elgato's Stream Deck, making their own app that they named Stream Deck. Yeah. And then they copied Lightstream and completely plagiarized their reviews. And even the name Streamlabs OBS is implicative of them being involved with OBS, but OBS has stated that they specifically requested Streamlabs to not use the OBS name. And Streamlabs did it anyway, and also proceeded to trademark the name. Streamlabs and OBS have since made up, and they've made some changes, like swapping Stream Deck for Stream Controller and removing OBS from their name. They also apologized about the plagiarism from Lightstream, but for me, I personally don't have a desire to associate with Streamlabs after so many repeat problems with plagiarism in the past. It does make me happy to see them making amends, but for me, I just don't have a desire to use it and need some more time to be able to trust them as a company. Streamlabs is, after all, pretty much just OBS with a pretty wrapper around it. It serves the same function in terms of being a streaming software. Streamlabs, from what I understand, is beginner friendly if you kind of want to just drag and drop things and get started with streaming. But if you're like me and you like to tinker with things, OBS just has so much more to offer from the community, and it's all free and open source, so no paywalled features. So in my use case, there's not really a reason for me to use Streamlabs, and because of their past, I don't really want to talk about them. Whether or not you choose to use Streamlabs is your own choice though, and I have no control over that. So make sure to do your own research and decide what's best for you and your needs. Just don't expect me to mention them in my tutorials.